All this summer, we are bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. This morning, our guest is Elliot Foster, and his book, Whispering Pines, Tales from a Northwoods Cabin, is not only a nominee or was a nominee in the memoir category of the NEMBA Awards, but it was a finalist in the Indie Book Awards. Elliot, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you on the line with us. The book is a fascinating read because it doesn't really read like a memoir as much as it reads like fiction. I don't know the right words, but somehow it's kind of structured like a novel. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So when I first started writing this story about 20 years ago, I wrote it as a memoir from real family experiences, my own family's cabin experience. But over time, especially with the advice of some smarter people than me, they recommended that I turn it into a novel so I can embellish, change stories, reduce characters, and then it became fiction.
So it's actually kind of a little bit of both, in a sense.
It is, yeah.
Interesting. How did that play with the family? Did your family say, no, you're taking liberties with the truth? Or did they say, oh, why don't you have him say blah, blah, blah?
Well, everything that I've heard has been positive. And I think for most of the people, they like having the story told, maybe without their names revealed, although there's been some funny instances where people in my family have read the book, and then they say, well, this didn't happen this way. And I said, of course it didn't, because this is fiction, and it's not an accurate portrayal of what happened.
It's a fascinating read. It truly is. But to talk a little bit about the challenges inherent in writing about an experience that is so common and yet probably, you know, I'm sure very individual and very personalized to so many people in Minnesota. And that's the cabin experience and going to the cabin with your family.
Yeah, I think you've identified the right challenge. It's both a blessing and a curse, if you will, that you can write about a topic that touches so many Minnesotans. I mean, so many people have some connection to a cabin, whether they visit or own one or want one. But then writing a personal story that really is unique to individuals or a certain lake or a cabin and trying to make it a little more universal. But it was a fun project to do, and I think it ended up all right.
So what's next on your list of things to write?
Well, this summer, last spring, I dabbled in some poetry that I was writing up on Artist Point in Grand Marais, and it actually got published in a journal this summer. That was a detour because I really like writing novel-length works, and so I'm working right now on a new piece of fiction that's almost done about a deer hunting expedition in northwest Wisconsin that goes awry.
Goes awry. I have to laugh because I have asked a couple of our authors recently. They've been writing mystery, noir, crime fiction novels set in Duluth. And I said, what is it about the Northland? It's such a beautiful place, but what is it about the Northland that lends itself to that kind of fiction? And I'm wondering if there's something in particularly sinister about northwestern Wisconsin that lends itself to hunting stories with a twist.
I'm not sure. I know that the people I know, the authors in Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Midwest, love the landscape and the setting. That's what grounds you in the story. And then maybe it's kind of our more repressed Scandinavian German nature that we think of these fantasy stories in our mind and just want to get them down on paper.
And then, of course, if anybody, you know, looks at us askance as though perhaps we might consider professional help, we can say, no, it's just a story, for heaven's sake.
Right. It's just fiction.
Is there anything else that we need to know about you, Elliot, that you perhaps want to share about, you know, your dark and twisty psychological upbringing or anything?
Not that, but I did write a previous book, which was a true memoir. It was not fictionalized. It was about the adoption of my two sons, and it was written by the family dog, from her perspective.
Fascinating. That sounds wonderful. Elliot, thank you so much for being our guest this morning on the show, and really looking forward to getting a copy, an advanced copy of the Deer Hunter story, so that we can talk with you again.
That would be great. Thank you, Lisa.
Elliot Foster, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning, and his book was nominated for a NEMBA Award this summer. As I mentioned, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD, with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.